Now there's a way to fight hunger and improve your vocabulary. There's an internet game that's becoming all the rage for school children, foreigners learning English, and some people who should otherwise be working. It's called FreeRice.com. NPR's Michelle Kellerman explains what it's all about.
Indiana computer programmer John Breen says the idea came to him one day in the kitchen when he was sitting with his two teenage sons trying to help the older one learn vocabulary to get ready for the SATs.
And the younger one made a mockery of the whole situation. You know, he kept saying, he doesn't know this word, he doesn't know that word. So I decided to do something on the computer to help my son learn vocabulary words.
He came up with a word game that he thought others might like to play on the internet, and since Breen already had started a website called poverty.com to inform people about hunger, he decided to combine these very different projects of his. Out came FreeRice.com.
You have four definitions for each word, and if you click on the right definition, then we donate 20 grains of rice to the United Nations World Food Program, who distributes it in different countries in the world.
Can you read that? Oh, that's a great word. It's French. Everybody, listen. Ennui. Everybody say ennui.
English teacher Michael Hughes puts up the website on a large interactive screen and uses the game to warm up his classes at Alice Deal Middle School in Washington, D.C.
Let's do another one.
Fox.
How do you know that?
It's like fox.
Go for it. Sometimes you're right.
Yay!
Good job.
This class raised 280 grains of rice during a short session, not enough for a daily ration for a starving child abroad, but World Food Program spokeswoman Jennifer Parmalee says it all adds up.
Free rice is up to more than 8.2 billion grains of rice, which is one heck of a lot of rice, and it's more than enough to feed 325,000 people for a day.
The way it works is that the website earns money from advertising and gives cash to WFP. $100,000 has already gone to buy rice to feed survivors of a recent cyclone in Bangladesh. Parmalee says the website offers a greater gift, the gift of awareness about world hunger. In just 2 months, FreeRice.com has become the driver of most internet traffic to WFP's website.
We're all kind of dazzled by the power of a great idea, an idea that seems to come completely out of left field.
Back in Indiana, John Breen says he's hired a dictionary company to put some more words in the game, which adjusts as you're playing to different levels from 0 to 50.
So I myself can't get much above level 45, and it's very rare that people get above level 48. But there are some people who just cruise right up to level 50. So for them, we're going to add some super, really ultra-tough words.
So, quick question about your son. How did he do on his SATs?
He hasn't taken them yet.
But his vocabulary is getting better?
His vocabulary has improved markedly, and so has his younger brother's.
Breen says he's been getting emails from all over the world, from people trying to learn English to teachers and college students, and he's hoping they take away something more than just a few new words. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.